Basically, what happened is that the storm was coming, was trying to take the neshama out of the guf, and the rest of the kochot in the body are trying to find, what's going on, how are we going to do tshuva, and everyone realizes it's the neshama's fault, because the neshama could really convert all the problems of the guf into good. They can convert everything evil into positive. They can make it happen. So therefore, it's up to the neshama. And then we said that they all asked the neshama four questions. Mamalachtecha, what is your work? Which gross means what your what was the tafkid? What was the purpose? What was your job, your mission that you were given? Umeayin tavoi, where do you come from in Shemayin? Umaartzecha, which is also similar to that. Ve'emizah, what nation are you meaning? Meaning you never really acted the way you were supposed to act. So you're not recognizable as a Jew, as a Jewish neshama. Vayomer, so he answers back, Ivri anoichi, I am an Ivri, which is Me'ivrayar. I come from across the river, which means it's referring to Gan Eden. Shilamala Shemisham Hakovoid Misham Chitzeves. This is an Indian of Nar Dinar, which separates the neshamas from Gan Eden. So basically, Me'ivar Nar means that there's a spiritual Nahar that separates. The point is that he's saying he comes from Shemaim. My job is to fear God. And Hashem made the yam and the yavasha. Which means in this mashal, my job is to serve Hashem, who created the Yam, Olam Hazeh, the Yavasha, and the Olam Haba. And my job is to get through the Olam Hazeh and to bring the Guf into Olam Haba. My job is to get you here, to get you through the ocean. So he's saying, I my mission, I was put in this world to bring Yirat Shamayim into the world, and that's what I was supposed to do. So now, Vayiru, they got very afraid. So now, in the story, why they got afraid? Because you realize if you serve Hashem and you're not doing what you're supposed to, Hashem is going to get very, very angry. They knew that, oh, this is not good. So in the mashal, in the nimshal, the idea is that now that the neshama finally agrees, really, I was supposed to all my life, I was supposed to bring you closer to Hashem. My job is to bring you closer to tshuva. My job was to bring Yerushalayim. Then we got afraid. Yira Gedola. Now we're very afraid. Because why? Because you never did what you were supposed to. So you had a very clear mission. And the neshama, man, you weren't doing what you were supposed to. Mazos, what did you do your whole life? Why? Ki Yadu, the guf then realized ki milifnei that they were just running away from God this whole time. Ki Gidlam, because the neshama finally revealed itself at the last moment. And said, this is what I'm here for. So a person right before death, sometimes all of a sudden they get this clarity from their neshama that, hey, the neshama is finally able to speak to the guf and say, hey, this is what I'm here for. Now the guf gets nervous. One second, this is what you were here for, but I didn't know that this whole time. You were just following you, Olam Hazeh, you weren't doing your job. Now everyone's nervous. It's very close to death. And now they realized that the neshama was just running away from God its whole life. So they said back to Yonah, so what should we do? So that this sa'ara, this storm will stop. Okay? Which means that there's a gzar din in Shemaim against me. What can I do to quiet down the gzar din? The decree. Ki hayam olech v'soar, there's a tremendous storm out there. And the body says, I'm very sick, I'm ill. And now I realize that the neshama could have done more. And now what do I do? So Yonah doesn't have an answer. He says, the only thing I can think of is that what should have Yonah said? In the story, not in the nimshal, in the story of Yonah, what should he have said? I think he should have said, no problem, I'll do tshuva. Yeah. But Yomar, it's too late. The storm came already. I already ran away. Sa'uni, pick me up. V'tiluni al hayam. You got to throw me into the yam. Leave me here. V'yishtok hayam alechem. Everything will quiet down at that point. Because it's my fault. In other words, the neshama says, you go, you stay here. And separate me from you. And it's my fault. So I'm going to continue on to get punished. And you, the goof, will stay over here. You're nervous about all the pain and all the suffering. So the goof will stop suffering. And the neshama will have to go back and get and throw me in. So basically he's saying that once you separate the goof from the neshama, then the goof will not feel pain in Olam Hazeh. But the neshama is still going to have to do its tikkun in Olam Haba. So that's what Yonah was saying. Look, it's too late. And that's what the girl says here. Ki kol kitru, midas adin, eino elach achaya adam, ve'in lachem shum takana acheres. He says, there's nothing left to do. Okay? It's pretty intense over here. It's an intense story. So, vayachturu anoshim lahashiv el hayavasha. And lemaisa, they tried. The sailors tried to gather together to steer the boat back onto the yavasha. They couldn't go there because it was just hayam holech v'soer. Storm was too powerful. Says the Gra. Achshav ein hatshuva mo'elas. Tshuva doesn't work anymore. Hold the pranigzer all of gzera, because the gzera happened. Once it's a gzardin, tshuva doesn't work anymore. Now the Gemara asks a kashan. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. But right now the Gemara is saying it doesn't work. Kosha kasa ki chafetz Hashem lahamisam kan laachar gemar din. So the Gemara makes a question that sometimes it says Hashem does not want to kill the people. He wants them to do tshuva. Sometimes it says Hashem is, if the time comes, the time comes. So how do you know which is which? So the Gemara says one is when Hashem is deliberating over the din, and one is after the Gemara din. If the Gemara din happened already, it's too late.
What about Pinchas?
What?
Pinchas.
What's Pinchas?
Pinchas. They stopped their plane. And the Gemara wasn't already.
Because a plague is not an individual din on a person. So it could be that it depends on the tzibur. So if the tzibur has a zechut, so the tzibur can be saved from it. I just realized one thing. I may have to just give you for 1 second. I just need to inform the people. You just reminded me now. I have another shir. I didn't tell them that we're having it tonight. Okay, fine. So now, this is what happens. It's too late to do tshuva. The neshama doesn't know what to do. The goof is upset at the neshama. The neshama realizes what it should have done this whole time. In the meanwhile, it tried to run away. He now realizes all the running he did caught up with him eventually. And Hashem still found him, just like in the story. Hashem still found him. Hashem, I gave you a mission. I told you what to do. You tried to run away. You had plenty of time. It looked like it was happy-go-lucky. I found you. You can't run away from your mission. You had a mission to do. Vayikru el Hashem vayomru. So now, they started davening. Vayomru. Ona Hashem al na novda benefesh ha'ish hazeh. So everyone in the boat says, we should all die because of him. V'atiten aleinu dam naki. We are innocent. Ki ata Hashem, kasher chavatta asita, and you could do as you please. Okay? So, I don't know exactly what this means, but basically, what it's saying is, there's a little bit of a philosophical like issue over here, which I'm having. But basically, the Gra seems to be learning that the goof itself doesn't mind to die. The goof would rather die than have pain. I mean, the goof would rather be saved from the pain. But if the only choice is to continue living with pain or die, the goof would rather die. That sounds like from the Gra here. If you, the goof's perspective is, look, I'm here to enjoy life. So either give me a good life or take me off the earth. What do I need the suffering for? So the only reason to continue suffering is if we could get the boat back on track. But if it's going to be like this, forget it. So here, the way he learns this pasuk, right? Again, this, in the story, what happened was that all the other people on the boat cried out to Hashem and said, let's get rid of this guy, this neshama. I don't want it. And why should we suffer because of him? So in the nimshal, what's going on is the goof says to Hashem, you know what? If we can't do tshuva and it's too late, just take away the neshama. And the goof, I'm innocent. What did I do wrong? What do you mean, what did you do wrong? You ran after Olam Hazeh your whole life. He says, yeah, but I'm a goof. What do you want from my life? I was created to be that way. I'm made out of physical material. I'm supposed to be physical. It's not my fault that you created me that way. It's the neshama's fault. The neshama could have steered me correctly, and it didn't. And the neshama went and joined me in my pursuit after riches and after everything else in the world. So it's the neshama's fault. So you just get rid of the neshama, take care of the neshama wherever you're going to punish him, throw him away, and leave me out from all this suffering. That's what he's learning the pasuk. So I'm finding it a little interesting because it's mashma, the goof doesn't mind, and it would prefer, I guess it makes sense, the goof would prefer not to suffer than to continue living in suffering. What? It's logical. Yeah. The climax comes tomorrow. They pick up Yonah and they throw him into the Yam. So let's see what happens. Okay. In case you ever wondered why we